This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Libyan authorities say at least 9 people were killed and 76 injured after a fuel tanker truck caught fire and exploded. The emergency services says the incident took place in the central town of Bent Baya on Monday. It says the injured were taken to a medical center in a nearby city. The center posted footage, including graphic images of people at an emergency ward receiving treatment for their burns. The state-run Libyan news agency said the tanker truck overturned before catching fire and exploding. It said residents in the area rushed to collect leaked gasoline despite warnings, causing the high casualty tolls. The leaders of Britain and Ireland joined for the funeral of politician David Trimble, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize for ending decades of violence in Northern Ireland, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trimble, who led the Ulster Unionist Party for 10 years, became a key architect of the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement after he reversed his long-held opposition to negotiating with the IRA-linked party Sinn Féin. Then he shared the Nobel Peace Prize with moderate Irish nationalist leader John Hume for ending the sectarian conflict. Britain's outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Irish Premier Micheál Martin joined Trimble's widow and 4 children for the service at Harmony Hill Presidential Church near Belfast. Trimble died on July 25 at the age of 77. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As in Europe, the United States is facing a dangerous heat wave that is moving across the country this week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Few regions of the U.S. will be spared this week as record-breaking heat that began late last week in the traditionally cool Pacific Northwest moves south and east. To the west, the northern Rocky Mountains will see scorching heat early in the week. The central Plain states Tuesday and Wednesday, and the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday and Friday. By week's end, some 43 million U.S. residents are expected to be under heat advisories. In the southwestern state of Texas, which has already endured an historically hot summer, temperatures are projected to remain above normal, with highs mostly well over 37 degrees Celsius the entire week. Combined with historically severe drought, the heat has fueled dangerous conditions for the spread of wildfires in Northern California, with a newly ignited McKinley fire, now the state's largest, devours the landscape. The blaze, located in the Klamath National Forest, has torched more than 51,000 acres and is entirely uncontained. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
And the White House will make more than $1 billion available to states struggling with extreme heat and flooding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
From deadly flooding in Kentucky to wildfires in California, the Biden administration says climate change is leading to extreme weather.
It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger.
After the president last month announced his administration would help communities deal with soaring temperatures, the vice president today will unveil grant programs to help areas handle climate-related disasters. She'll make the announcement in Miami after a briefing at the National Hurricane Center. FEMA's chief says much of the money will go directly to communities that need it most. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government blacklisted 6 companies Monday it said helped Iran export petrochemicals to East Asia in avoidance of sanctions over Tehran's nuclear program. 3 Hong Kong-based trading companies and 1 United Arab Emirates firm were hit with U.S. Treasury sanctions for helping Iran ship what it called millions of dollars worth of petroleum and petrochemical products to unnamed Eastern Asia buyers, the Treasury said in a statement. Recapping our top story, Libyan authorities said at least 9 people were killed and 76 injured after a fuel tanker truck caught fire and exploded. The emergency services says the incident took place in the central town of Bent Baya on Monday. The state-run Libyan news agency said the tanker overturned before catching fire and exploded. Residents in the area rushed to collect leaked gasoline despite warnings, causing the high casualty tolls. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.